Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Shilling for Candles by Josephine Tay, narrated by Jennifer M. Dixon. 1. It was a little after 7 on a summer morning, and William Pottercary was taking his accustomed way over the short down grass of the cliff top. Beyond his elbow, 200 feet below, lay the channel, very still and shining, like a milky opal. All round about him hung the bright air, empty as yet of larks. In all the sunlit world, no sound except for the screaming of some seagulls on the distant beach. No human activity except for the small, lonely figure of Pottercary himself, square and dark and uncompromising. A million dewdrops sparkling on the virgin grass suggested a world new come from its creator's hand. Not to Pottercary, of course. What the dew suggested to Pottercary was that the ground fog of the early hours had not begun to disperse until well after sunrise. His subconscious noted the fact and tucked it away. While his conscious mind debated whether, having raised an appetite for breakfast, he should turn at the gap and go back to the Coast Guard station, or whether, in view of the fineness of the morning, he should walk into Westover for the morning paper, and so hear about the latest murder 2 hours earlier than he would otherwise. Of course, what with wireless, the edge was off the morning paper, as you might say, but it was an objective. War or peace, a man had to have an objective. You couldn't go into Westover just to look at...